From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Moscow is claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election are not, speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, where dozens of world leaders have gathered for the weekend. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence presented by the U.S. Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
You know, I have no reaction at all because one can publish whatever one wants. We see how accusations, statements, allegations multiply. Until we see the facts, everything else is just blather. I beg your pardon for a not really diplomatic wording.
And Mueller's investigation has shed further light on Russia's efforts to influence U.S. politics in cyberspace. The indictment suggests that a Russian propaganda arm oversaw a criminal and espionage conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential campaign. Students were the center of a gun control rally in the U.S. state of Florida following last Wednesday's mass shooting in which 17 people were killed. Survivor Emma Gonzalez shamed lawmakers who have not moved toward tightening the country's gun laws. Cameron Caskey was also in attendance.
We're all angry. We're not confused anymore. We know what's going on. We know that politicians like Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are creating a facade that this is normal, this is inevitable, there's nothing we can do to stop this, and people are realizing that we've been fooled.
Friday, days after the shooting, the FBI, the top national law enforcement agency, admitted that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman. The agency acknowledged it did not follow established protocols after receiving information about the shooter on its national tip line. The FBI said someone with a close relationship reported him. This is VOA News.